Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Hey, it's Baba Jahi. Just working this switchboard, this computer. We had a little few glitches this morning. But, again, hey, we want to welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, hey, it's Tuesday morning. And what we have for you here for Tuesday morning is called Mentoring for Free with Miss Regina Christian. This is a pre-recorded show. But that does not mean that the information is not relevant. You know, again, with technology, we're able to work out these schedules and work out things and make sure that information gets out to people to help them be able to prosper. That's right. This is a show. Before I bring up Regina's segment, you know, I just want to take a few minutes and share with you some things from the heart. You know, this is a show about prospering. You know, this is not a show about being down, despair, out of it, all of that. This is a show about prospering. Just got off the phone before coming on air and having a chance to talk with Mr. Sabira, George Sabira. You know, Sunday we did our show, The Gospel of Working from Home. We talked about his book, Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America. We're going to have him on next Sunday live. We're going to do a two-hour segment with him live. So you can call in and get your questions answered. I'm going to talk about all four of his books, Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America, Black Folks' Guide to Business Success, Getting Black Folks to Sell, and then the other one, which I know is going to be a hot one, Money Issues in Black Male-Female Relationships. So, you know, hey, get, you know, mark your calendar. Again, you know, we bring these things to you because our goal is to bring the best to you in terms of home-based business and then also definitely from an African-American perspective. So, hey, sit back, relax. I need to bring up Regina on what we put together today for you. She's going to talk about being all in and, you know, making, you know, total commitment. You're going to be involved in something. You got to make commitment, people. You can't be involved in nothing and don't make a commitment. Anything in life that you're involved in, it requires a commitment. And you need to be honest about what commitment you're going to make and what commitment you're telling the other person. And that's so key because I'm doing some soul searching on, you know, myself personally on things that I'm involved with, things that I do, and making sure to assess commitments I've made, which commitments I'm going to be able to keep and honor, and which commitments I have to be honest about that even though I really like to make a commitment to that. Maybe I can't, you know, because sometimes we overcommit. So, you know, but commitment is important, being all in. Okay, I'm going to bring up Regina. I've said enough. All right, today on Home-Based Business 101, again, we are fortunate and blessed to have Miss Regina Christian from Mentoring for Free. And today she wants to share with us a concept called being all in. I mean, that sounds like a very, very interesting and exciting topic. Before getting into your topic, though, Regina, I'd like for you to do our listening audience a favor and tell them a little bit about Mentoring for Free and how you got with Mentoring for Free and you know, what some of the benefits that people can get from, you know, participating in what you're doing and, you know, what it is you share with people and especially as you're sharing this valuable information that can help networkers out there, you know, develop their business.
Well, thank you, Baba Jahi. Mentoring for Free is a coaching and training tool that is free of charge. We start with the book Success in 10 Steps by Michael DeLohi, And there are also audio trainings that go along with that. We don't mention companies or products, but coaching and training that we offer for free can help, you know, anyone with any business or any network marketing business. So it's designed for network marketers to, you know, do better with the business that they're already in. We have 10 free training calls that we offer every week. And if people, you know, are open to going through mentoring for free and finding out if the company they're in, you know, is best for them, if they want to just know how they can do their business better, then by all means, they can contact me for that information, and I'd be more than happy to get them started with the process.
Okay, that's great. I mean, you know, it, you know, and this is really, really good because to me, as I'm doing my research, I'm finding out that the people that have been tremendously successful in this industry called network marketing and what makes sure that network marketing doesn't get a black eye, they're really giving back. I mean, and this mentoring for free is great. I mean, another person who does a lot of giving back and who I do a lot of following is, you know, is Mark Yarnell. And recently I was on a call with him where, you know, he did I was at a seminar, and at the end of speaking, you know, everyone else was selling their books, and he had a couple cases of books. He just gave them away, you know. He said he just couldn't stomach selling them to people because he really wants to see people succeed. And people, he said, I probably could make a ton of more money, you know, selling certain things. But, you know, it was – and so it's interesting to me, you know, I look at some of the people and especially, you know, the mentoring for free system and what Mark is doing, and there's a few other people who are giving back without charging folks. And then there's a bunch of other people that want you to pay them an arm and a leg to for them to share something with you that can benefit your business. But those who really want to see network marketers succeed don't talk about companies and talk about how to work the industry. And so, you know, I want to commend, you know, you and the people in mentoring for free for what you're doing, because, you know, this is for a lot of people when they get involved, it is a new industry, and we're vulnerable. And when we say vulnerable, is that if we don't know any better, then, you know, you can spend a ton of money, you know, trying to find the right guru, only to still be stuck where you're at. So I think this is very, very commendable in terms of what you're doing. Now, you said that they – go ahead.
No, I was just thanking you for the compliments.
Okay. And you said today's topic is one of my favorites, and I've, you know, I've listened to this the audio of this piece, and really, you know, I'm excited about you breaking it down. Also today is being all in, and this is exciting to me because, you know, as you said on your last program that when you talked about the mental cleanse, and you talked about, you know, being focused and, you know, being committed. And a lot of times, you know, we're involved in what we're doing, but how committed are we? And, you know, and to me, again, as I tell friends of mine who ask me about, you know, I work, me and my wife, you know, we work from home, and we spend tremendous amounts of time together. And people ask me, see, you know, you don't get bored being around your wife all that time. I said, well, no, we, you know, because before we were husband and wife, we were friends. And so we just enjoy spending as much time as we can, you know, together, because we're totally committed to each other's happiness. And we find that, you know, we just got something that uniquely works in terms of a relationship. And so This concept of being all in to me is really, really an exciting one. So go ahead and break it down for our listening audience about being all in and what it means to you.
Okay, well, like the last segment, I will be focusing on what most impacted me when I was listening to the call the week that it was originally recorded. Oftentimes when we, you know, go to conventions or different network marketing events, you know, we see the people who are successful and sometimes tempted to think that they're lucky, but what I heard was that they're not lucky, they're just all in. They're just, you know, they committed to building their business and not stopping until they got to where they wanted to be, and that's what we're seeing, you know, when we're seeing them at those events. People need to believe that they deserve success, and I think the first time that I heard that, and it was before this call, I wasn't quite sure what it meant because I've never really, I don't think I've ever had that feeling of inadequacy where I didn't deserve success. I think I've been so success-minded for so long that that hadn't crossed my mind. But as I was, you know, participated in the mental cleanse calls that are also part of Mentoring for Free, I started opening up to or just getting to know more people who, you know, because of maybe the way they were raised or just, you know, the environments they were in, they really, they might have, you know, consciously wanted success, but deep down not really felt that they deserved to have it and didn't realize that that was something that held back a lot of people. So just thinking about all of the things in life that don't seem to work out when you have to do them. You know, you can't half do your network marketing business any more than you can half play a sport or half read a book or be half married. People can try, but they usually just don't do very well. The people who were all in, you know, if they're all into whatever their athletic pursuits are, if they're all into reading that book and getting from it what they need to be a better person, if they're all into their marriage, those are marriages that tend to last for decades. You know, and like that, you can't half go through the Mentoring for Free process. If people are stuck with their network marketing business and they want to find out where they're stuck or how they're stuck and actually want to get unstuck so they can move forward, you have to be all into that process, just like anything else that you truly want to be successful at. If someone is, if they use the five pillars as a blueprint to choosing their company, if people know that they're in a five pillars network marketing company, there really isn't a reason for them not to be 100% committed. And something was said on the call that struck me and got me thinking. You know, you said that we have to become the leader we were born to be. And, you know, going through the mental cleanse, I've been, you know, thinking about, you know, who was that person that, you know, my creator intended me to be. And for me, that was my why. You know, I've known what my why was for a long time, but realizing that what I'm trying to accomplish by accomplishing my why is also connected very much to that person that my creator has put me on this earth to be. So if someone's hesitating when someone asks what their why is, that might be a time to take a step back and ask, you know, why am I hesitating? You know, do you truly believe that you deserve success? If, you know, if not, it's going to be, you know, difficult for someone to be all in. If that's what someone is, if they're unsure, you know, who they're supposed to be, if they haven't been able to discern that yet, that's okay. There are people in mentoring for free who will help them get there. I've heard people grow tremendously on the trainings that we have. I just know too many people who are willing to help to not offer that to people who may be listening who very much want to achieve their goals. They know they're not where they're supposed to be to get there, but they really want help in getting there. There's actually people helping me get there, and then there are people helping my mentors as well. So it's very much a, it really is like a family that's very committed to helping the others just get to where they're trying to go.
Okay. I mean, that's powerful what you said. I mean, because, everybody needs a coach or a mentor. And, when you look at, team sports, they always say the team wins the game, but if they lose, the coach loses the game. I mean, as a coach or a mentor, you encourage people to do what they need to do. And as you said, being all in, you can't half do anything. And I tell people, again, I always use the example of marriage. Me and my wife, we've been married for over 23 years now, and, there's points where, there's something, and I tell people it's not like, oh, you're just lucky, I said, no, and it's not like I get my way all the time or something like that. But, my wife tells me something because I'm committed to the relationship and committed to being all in, then I take time to stop and listen. Do I always agree? No, but I take time to stop and listen. And because we're able to communicate, then, I see her point, and then we find that common ground so that we can move forward. And, this whole thing of being all in, it takes me back to something, that one of my mentors when I first got involved in network marketing, Art Williams, used to always talk about. He said, you beat 50% of people by showing up. You beat another 40% by being committed. That's 90% of the people. He said in that last 10% is just a dogfight in terms of, how bad you want something. He said, but you beat 90% of the people by showing up and being committed. And I found that to be true through the endeavors that I have been involved in and what I'm involved in right now. Showing up means if there's a meeting, you're there. If there's a call, you're on it. And then whatever whatever is discussed at the meeting that says we need to do A, B, C, you're committed to it. Or whatever's discussed on the call, we need to do A, B, C, you're committed to it. And if you do that, you're going to beat 90% of the people out there because most people don't show up. And most people, even sometimes when they do show up, they're not committed to what they came to show up at. What's your view on that?
I think you just mentored me on that one. that was a very powerful statement. I agree completely. I have seen people just kind of half do things, and then I hear them complain, and I'm wondering, well, if you try to listen, maybe it might be a little bit better next month. I think I agree completely with that statement. Didn't realize that it was that powerful, just showing up and being committed, that just puts you so far ahead of the learning curve as, the majority of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing I find out with, with people. When I have people who I bring into business, and when they complain, the first thing I look at is what events do they show up to, and out of the things that we discuss at events, what have they committed themselves to? And the people that show up consistently and that are committed I don't hear them complaining. The people that don't, I always hear them complaining. So it just takes me back to that. So and that's part of being all in, is that if you're all in, and one of the things that that I've read in your successful 10 steps, and also read through Mark Yarnell's piece, is that once you find that company that meets the goals of what you need to do, and you know that they're solid and they're firm in terms of the five pillars, is that you got to make at least a 7 to 10 year commitment to the process. I mean, people committed to the job so they get laid off or fired. But I see people that jump from one company to the next, and I don't care how many times you switch companies in network marketing, you're still going to have to do the same thing every company that you're at, and that's find business associates that you can bring in. I don't like to use the word recruit because I like to use the word partners, business associates that will partner with you, and being able to move products and duplicate the process. I don't care what company you join. That's what it boils down to if you're going to get paid. So you jump from one company to the next, you're still going to have to find business associates and move a product and duplicate the process. So you might as well, unless the company you're with is a cruddy company, but, I mean, most of the companies, you got a few of them out there. I mean, but most of the companies are really not that cruddy. I always say it works if you work it. And, people have to find what meets their, I call meet your flavor, as the rappers would say, what's, the flavor of the week or whatever meets your flavor. Then that's what you market the company, because it's got to be something that reflects you and your personality and that you're comfortable with. But the bottom line is you're going to have to do the same thing no matter what company you go to. So when people complain about companies, and, they've been in 10 different things, I start asking, well, I don't think it's the company. I think it's the person.
Mm-hmm. And I think if people really do want to put their company to the test, I would challenge them to run it through the Mentoring for Free system. And if they find that they're in a five-pillar company, then that will really help them determine whether it really is the company or if it's them. And if it is them, we still can work with them, help them work on themselves so that they can work that five-pillar business and, hopefully see whatever it is, more of what it is that they're complaining they don't have.
So true, so true. Okay, this has been Regina Christian today sharing with us from Mentoring with Free of being all in, and give us one more closing point on being all in before giving out your contact information, Regina.
I would just encourage people to stay committed. There are going to be, if you're talking about a 7 to 10 year commitment, there are going to be high points, there are going to be low points, but the true test of commitment is learning how to work through those low points so you can, just kind of, work the waves of the process, and, you really do have to commit to getting where you're trying to go, and, not letting anyone or anything, hinder you from getting there. So, again, I am open and available to helping people get through the process, answer their questions. If I can't answer your question, I know quite a few people that I can direct you to who can. And to start, people can reach me at 708-612-7037. Again, 708-612-7037. Or email me at Regina and Robert, that's REGINAANDROBERT@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And this has been the Regina Christian Show here on Home Based Business 101, mentoring for free. And until next time, Regina, hey, thank you for all the information, and may God bless you.
Thank you. You too, Baba Jahi.
Okay, you've just been listening to the Regina Christian Show here on Home Based Business 101. She talked about being all in. Hey, please give Regina a call. You know, hey, you need some help. You want to get mentored for free. 708-612-7037. I'm going to give that number one more time. 708-612-7037. Give Regina a call and get mentored for free. That's right. That's what we do. We bring you information here on Home Based Business 101 to help empower you with your home based business opportunities. Yes, this show is sponsored by our major company that we're involved in called ZamZoo, but that does not mean that we won't promote you. Hey, I like the way those things rhyme like that. The thing is that this, if you got a decent home based business opportunity, we're not threatened. We don't feel as though, well, you know, only thing we can share is what we do. We want to share as many opportunities out there that exist for people so that people can get out of these economic turbulent times and go on and live the life that we was designed to live, the life where it says we're supposed to live life and live it more abundantly. How abundantly are you living your life today? Well, I don't know. But maybe you need to figure out how to get your home-based business together so that you can grow and live your life more abundantly. Hey, I want to take we're wrapping up down the last 3 minutes. I want to take a quick station ID break here. This is Home-Based Business 101 on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we're also part of Friends of Black Talk Radio. And Friends of Black Talk Radio, hey, we're putting together something special so we can get our own branding network. Hey, listen to this commercial, short commercial break with CEO of Friends of CEO of Black Talk Radio, Mr. Scotty Reed.
The Black Talk Radio Network is a collaboration between the Black Talk Media Project and its media partners to produce online radio programming that deals with news and information related to the black community. A lot of work is being put into creating an independent black network, but in order to fulfill our vision, we need your financial support. For just $12 a year, you can contribute to making this vision a reality. Become one of the friends of Black Talk Radio today and help build the future of independent grassroots black radio.
All right. Hey, scroll down on the homepage of Home Based Business 101. Find a section to call links. Click that link and send in your $12 donation to Friends of Black Talk Radio. Take you to secure PayPal account in which you can make that donation. Hey, look, folks, we got an exciting lineup coming up for the rest of the week. Hey, Thursday we got Mall Call. We're going to be telling you about some new things on the mall and how you can shop, get cash back, and coming in the future, before the month is over, not only get cash back, but get 30% commission on your shopping. Yeah, we're going to talk about that Thursday night. Then Friday, you know, hey, we got the Jasari's Love Show. And Mama Jahi will be sharing with you again a woman's perspective from working from home, covering all kind of situations, possibilities, opportunities, and things out there that you can do from home, have fun, and enjoy your time and be able to get your blessings here on earth as you manage your time to get the most out of your time. And then Sunday, we got the gospel of working from home with yours truly, yes, me, Baba Jahi, and we're going to have Mr. George Sabira live on the line to talk about his four books, Black Folks Guide to Making Big Money in America, Black Folks Guide to Business Success, Getting Black Folks to Sell, Money Issues in Black Male-Female Relationships. Hey, we're going to have him on for 2 hours. We're doing a special show on Sunday, a two-hour edition of Home-Based Business 101 to talk to someone who wrote a book back in 1980 that was put out there before all of these other people, these gurus that we'd be listening to out here, tackling us about network marketing and other stuff. Brother George covered that 30 years ago, and we're going to have him here on Home Base Business 101. And so until the next time, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. God bless you, and listen to our theme song as we close out.
Enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.